This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned. Imagine that, after many years of searching, you finally find the one. The one you feel is your soulmate. You cherish each and every day, every moment, every second of life together. Now imagine you're 911, taking a call where you were giving CPR instructions to a husband who moments ago was pleading over the phone, "Not my sweetie. Please, God, don't take my sweetie." You cry when you hang up. And years later, the thought brings tears to your eyes. This is what it's like within the trenches. In this episode, you will hear stories from the I Am 911 movement, a movement I started to fight the reclassification of dispatchers from clerical to protective and bring awareness to the types of calls that 911 dispatchers answer on a daily basis. This is a live audience episode, and it was recorded live from Springfield, Illinois, for the 2018 Illinois Public Safety Telecommunications Association Conference. Now, you heard the warning at the beginning, but I must warn you again and add that if you suffer from PTSD or have suicidal tendencies, you are listening at your own risk. The stories you're about to hear are all true and come from the dispatchers who lived them. While some stories have a good outcome, the majority are horrifying. This is our reality. Your worst day is our every day. So let's start with a bang. I want you to imagine each story, become the dispatcher who has taken each call, and imagine listening.
I listened to you as my deputy attempted to find you while you watched your son shoot himself in the head. Your scream is not something I will never forget. I am 911.
You called your attorney to make sure that your will was in effect. Your attorney called me, I called you, and talked to you while we tried to find you in the cornfield on a foggy night with officers responding. You had the loaded shotgun. I convinced you to put it down and go and talk to the officers, stating that I'd rather talk to my dad in jail than talk to my dad at the cemetery. We got you the help that you needed that night. And you told the deputy that was taking you to the hospital that the only reason that you put the gun down was because that kind voice on the other line said, "I'd rather talk to my dad in jail than talk to him at a gravesite. I am 911.
You called because you thought you heard some sort of aircraft fly over and crash in a field nearby. It was dark. You were unable to see. So the dispatchers started calling the helicopter agencies around you. First one you call, they say, "Yes, we do have a bird in the air, and we lost contact with them in your county. I am 911.
I talked to you the night that you frantically called, saying that your six-year-old son was dying in your arms. You were covered in a pool of his blood after his mom accidentally ran him over in the driveway.
You called me in the morning and said, "My wife's having a baby." So I gave you the information you needed till the paramedics came. 20 minutes later, you had a son. I am 911.
I could hear you screaming both through my coworker's headset and your neighbor's phone. You had come to check on your estranged husband and found him hanging in the garage. I am 911.
I'm the one that spoke to your 16-year-old self when you called to tell me that you had swallowed a whole bottle of pills and sliced your wrists open and you were bleeding everywhere. I helped you keep calm and put pressure on everything until the officer could get to you. I am 911.
You called saying you were going to kill yourself because you had a terminal condition. And I tried to keep you on the line, but deputies heard gunshots as they responded. It still haunts me whether I could have said one more thing. I'm 911.
I convinced you to step out of your vehicle to help the unknown man who was laying on the lawn, only for you to find a gunshot wound to his head. You and I waited for help to arrive, only to have his wife pull up. I'll never forget her scream. I am 911.
I helped deliver your meth-addicted baby. I am 911.
I took your call because as you were screaming, you had not heard from your boyfriend as you found him hanging in the sliding glass door. I am 911.
I provided CPR instructions to your parents when they found you overdosed. 3 days later, I attended your funeral because I had known you my whole life. I am 911.
I listened to you hysterically crying as the tornado sirens went off in the background after you missed the bus. You said that Trump didn't like North Korea and you thought we were being bombed. I assured you that we were just testing and you weren't going to die.
I talked you through how to do CPR on your husband, who you found when you and your son came home. I felt proud of you for how calm and collected you were. I later found out your husband overdosed and has had a substance abuse problem due to PTSD from being in the military. You've done CPR on him numerous times. I still think of you and your husband. I am 911.
I listened to you scream and beg for someone to take your life after you found your son, whom you accidentally shot in the woods on a hunting trip. I am 911.
You told me your son OD'd. As I provided CPR instructions, I realized the address matched a friend from high school that I had gone to school with since I was 5. I am 911.
You are my very first PTSD. I'll never forget you saying, "I killed them, I killed them." He was only 3 years old and you overdosed him because you want the child to go to sleep because you needed rest. I am 911.
I know this is hard, but honestly, this is good that you're sharing all of these stories. Because again, these are the ones that stick with us, and to get them out there, again, in a room like this with people who know where you're coming from, there really is something special about that. And believe it or not, we are healing right now, and we're getting some form of closure, where in this job, we don't get closure usually at all. So it's hard right now, but I swear to you, when we're done with this portion, we're gonna laugh it off. It's going to be good.
I took your call. You were my off-duty officer at the river asking for the dive team because we had lost one of our others under the river in a boating accident. I am 911.
You told me your name, you told me where you were, and you told me that you were sitting in front of your car with a gun in your hand. You disconnected on me before I could say another word. By the time the officers arrived, you had already killed yourself. I am 911.
I listened to your friend that calls for help, and she said your car is floating down the water. Next morning, I wake up to find out that you and your 6 kids perished the day after Christmas, all submerged in a car full of water.
I was the last voice that you heard as you were in a burning trailer trapped. I am 911.
I talked to you as you got home from work, excited to see your son who just returned from rehab to have a needle in his arm and covered in vomit and no pulse. I am 911. I pulled up the camera security system to try to find you before you jumped. And just as I find you, you jumped out of view. And I heard the people in the room answering calls that you had jumped off the third floor of the parking lot. I am 911.
We just got a couple more minutes left in this first portion of Imagine Listening. If you have a story that you would like to share before we end this portion of it, please raise your hand. Hi.
I answered the phone when you found your mother deceased. I listened to your regrets and your cries. Wasn't sure I could handle this job until I took your call. You made me. I am 911.
I took the call as you begged for an ambulance and officers because you had shot your son who came out at you with a baseball bat. I later found out he was pronounced dead. I am 911.
Your girlfriend had found you hanging in the garage. We had cut you down and done CPR twice. EMS had transported you to the hospital. I called later on to check on you. I still don't know to this day. I am 911.
I worked the radio when officers in a rain jumped in the lake to pull you out and whisk you to the hospital, and you lived. I worked the radio when officers jumped in to pull your younger sister out of the lake that same night, and they whisked her to the morgue. I am 911.
I listened to your hysterical screams of baby is gone, not knowing what was going on until the neighbor called and said the house is fully involved. And the roof had just collapsed. I am 911.
We talked about your puppy named Kitty while your husband's brains were literally dripping off the bathroom ceiling. I am 911.
I helped you with instructions when you had a baby that was born into the toilet. Wasn't breathing, and the paramedics got there. I was pretty excited until I found that you were drug addicted, and I'm still not sure what happened with the baby, and that's hard. I'm 911.
I talked to you when your wife, 40 years, passed away. You were a doctor, and you knew something was wrong.
Couldn't help your wife.
I talked to you when your 9-year-old autistic child went missing. And thankfully we did find her sleeping in the closet next door. But I am also a mom of a 9-year-old special needs child. I'm so glad we found her.
I told you to come to the PD to report your son missing as my partner took a call for a train versus pedestrian. I watched the chaplain tell you he was gone on the camera in the front lobby. I'll never forget seeing you collapse. I am 911. Okay, so we got time for one last story. Oh, you've got one as well? Okay, got two more here then. If anyone has anything written down, please raise your hand if you have something written down and we'll snag that as well. But you can go ahead.
I remember listening to your screaming, trying to figure out what was going on. Luckily, a passerby called in the horrific accident, finding out that the driver, your boyfriend, was dead. And you got transported to the hospital. Hopefully you lived. I am 911.
You told me you had just stabbed your husband.
And while I stayed on the phone with you for police and medics to arrive, I listened to him dying in the background. I am 911.
I dispatched two officers to assist with an accident on an icy highway to assist the state police. A sliding semi took you both out. I will never forget your cry for help. I am 911. Thank you all very much for sharing your stories, for doing this. Everyone who's going to end up hearing these stories, literally all over the world, I wish I could show you the map of the amount of people who listen to the podcast and hear your stories and the emails that I get from people from all over learning from you. And all of this, all of you learning from each other and us finally feeling and letting these stories out. Please, a round of applause for everyone who shared a story.
Those are just a few stories from Imagine Listening, an extension of the podcast featuring the stories of the I Am 911 movement. These stories came from the amazing 911 professionals from the state of Illinois. I want to thank you, all of you, so much for attending my session and for sharing a glimpse into your 911 experience. It was standing room only. And actually, there were people who were sitting on the floor all around in the room. There were so many people in there. It was an amazing experience. And, you know, a lot of the times it's hard to put into words what it's like being in there with that many people, or even a smaller session. Just being in there with people, sharing their stories, talking about the calls that have affected them, and others learning through them, learning from their experience, people in there crying, facing their demons, so to speak, finally, any call that might have been buried out in the open. And it's special. It really is something special to be in the room with them, experiencing this. Because in my opinion, this is how we heal. We face our demons. And together we gain a form of closure. So thank you again, all of you, for being there in the session, for those listening, for those sharing stories, those who earned those official I Am 911 Challenge coins. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the support. I appreciate everything from all of you. Thank you so much. For those listening, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us. And that's wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @911podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This episode, along with all the others, as always, is supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. This episode, along with all the others, can be heard 24/7 on Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app, as well as withinthetrenches.net. Have a good one, everybody.